This is our first shiur in building a halacha kom, and we are going to start with Hilchot Shabbat. And the first aspect of Hilchot Shabbat that we'll start with is candlelighting. There's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan that in each home we should light candles. We'll discuss how to define the home at some point. Let's talk firstly about the bracha on candle lighting. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam, who says that the bracha on candlelighting, the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbat, should be recited before one lights the candles. This is based on the principle in the Gemara that says, Kol HaMitzvot Mevarech Aleihem Over La'asiyatan. Every mitzvah that has a bracha, the bracha should be recited before the mitzvah. The Rambam writes that Hadlakat Nerot Shabbat is no different, and therefore the bracha should be recited before one lights the candles. If so, many might ask, when does Shabbat begin? And in fact, this is a problem that the Behag picked up on the Ashkenazim, therefore have a different practice. They assume that Shabbat begins when the bracha is made. Since they assume that Shabbat begins when the bracha is made, therefore they make the bracha after candlelighting. But the Rambam writes that no. In fact, the bracha should be made before candlelighting, just like the bracha is made before we read the Megillah, the bracha is made before we eat the matzah, the bracha is made before we hear the shofar. So too here. So when then does Shabbat begin? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, Shabbat begins when we're ready for it to begin after candlelighting. Not at any moment precisely after candlelighting. It doesn't begin. There's no action that's done. And therefore, the bracha should be made. The candles should then be lit after. If you're lighting oil candles, for example, you may end up having a match or a candle, another wax candle, still in your hand. You can blow it out. You can put it down. Shabbat has not yet begun. We presume, however, that if you have no other intention in mind, if you're just going with the flow, that as soon as you're done with the candle lighting ritual, the ceremony, Shabbat begins at that point. But it doesn't necessarily have to be so. And therefore, we generally assume that if a woman or anyone else lighting candles wants, in fact, to do other malacha after candles are lit, if they want to perhaps drive to shul or something like that, they can light candles and thereafter drive to shul, and that would not be a problem. It's best, Yelkut Yosef writes, to have in mind when you light candles that you don't want Shabbat to begin when you're done lighting candles, if that's your normal practice every other Shabbat of the year, that you generally accept Shabbat after the candle lighting ceremony is finished, and it's best to have in mind at the very least that Shabbat where you want to drive, that you don't want Shabbat to begin as soon as candle lighting is done, but you want it to begin a little bit later, which would not be a problem whatsoever. When then does Shabbat begin? Well, Shabbat begins whenever you'd like it to begin. Well, you have it until Shkia, up until sunset. Once sunset occurs, then whether or not you want to, Shabbat begins, whether or not. It's the point of no return. Generally speaking, most Batei Knesset, and it's a general practice across the Jewish world, to light candles, Shabbat candles, 18 minutes before sunset, before Shkia. That's the practice that allows us to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. There's a mitzvah Tosefet Shabbat that Shulchan Aruch quotes from Tosfot that says that we have a mitzvah to add on time both before and after Shabbat, and therefore we traditionally add on 18 minutes before. But if you'd like to add on less time before, that would be fine too. Tosfot in one place writes that the minimum is 2 minutes. So at the very least, to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat, we should accept Shabbat at the very least 2 minutes before Shkia. And therefore, if someone wants to drive to shul after lighting candles, they can think to themselves while they're lighting candles that they do not want, in fact, Shabbat to start when they're done lighting candles, and that would not be a problem whatsoever. Shabbat, therefore, does not start. They can then drive to shul, show up in shul. At some point, though, they should actively accept the mitzvah of Tosefet, the time of Tosefet Shabbat, the time added on to Shabbat, because otherwise there would be no start time from which it should begin. So once you walk into shul, put the keys away, ready yourself, you can say then at that point, I am now accepting Shabbat, and that should be perfectly acceptable. That's how one uses those 18 minutes. So again, a person has the right to not accept Shabbat immediately after candlelighting, but to assume, to think during candlelighting, that I don't want Shabbat to begin with candlelighting, and instead I want Shabbat to begin a little bit later. At some later point, it's appropriate to say, well, now I want Shabbat to begin, and accept upon yourself Tosefet Shabbat. Once you accept upon yourself Tosefet Shabbat, it's Shabbat l'kol davar, meaning it's Shabbat at that point and no malacha may be done. This is again, it's all based on the Rambam, who writes that we make the bracha before candlelighting because the bracha has nothing to do with accepting Shabbat, and candlelighting per se has nothing to do with accepting Shabbat. It's a mitzvah that we do before Shabbat begins, because we can't do it when Shabbat starts, and therefore we generally assume that at some point thereafter Shabbat begins, but we have the right to postpone that if we see fit. Now it's important to note that this ability to delay the onset of Shabbat after candlelighting only applies under very strict circumstances. It only applies when candles are going to be lit within a half hour before Shkia. So if sunset is going to be at 6:30, it only works if you light candles from 6 or after. Meaning, if I light candles at 6, 6:05, 6:10, I have the right to say, well, I don't want Shabbat to begin at that point. I want Shabbat to begin a little bit later, and therefore I can then drive to shul after I light candles at 6:10, 6:15, whatever it is. I could drive to shul and then accept Shabbat at 6:20 once I arrive. However, if I am making what we call generally, colloquially, early Shabbat is sometimes in the summer, we do it earlier, then I have a bigger problem. Then we have an earliest time for candlelighting. The earliest time for candlelighting is calculated based on Plag HaMincha. It's a halachic calculation of an earlier time. Candles can only be lit after Plag HaMincha, cannot be lit before Plag HaMincha, because candles lit before Plag HaMincha are not clear. It's not indicative that they are being lit for Shabbat, and therefore candles have to be only lit after Plag HaMincha. But let's say again, Shabbat, the sunset is at 6:30, and I'm going to have if sunset is at 6:30, I'm going to have a 5:30 minyan. If I want to have a 5:30 minyan, I'll light candles at 5:15 or so. Let's say I light candles at 5:30, and I'll have a 5:45 minyan, something like that. If I want to light candles at 5:30, then I may not make this condition. The condition will not work. The tanai of not accepting Shabbat with candlelighting only works when we light candles within a half hour of sunset. The reason for this is that we light candles within a half hour of sunset, it's clear that we're doing so for the purpose of mitzvah Shabbat. Since it's clear that we're doing it for the purpose of mitzvah Shabbat, if we don't accept Shabbat immediately thereafter, that's no problem whatsoever. However, the Poskim write that if we light candles much earlier in the day at 5:30 or so and sunsets at 6:30, it's not clear at all that those candles are being lit for the purpose of mitzvah Shabbat, and therefore it's only clear that they're lit for the purpose of mitzvah Shabbat if we accept Shabbat immediately thereafter. So if we're making early Shabbat, we have no choice but to accept Shabbat at candle lighting, because otherwise it's not clear that those candles are being lit for the purpose of Shabbat. However, if we're lighting candles at the standard time, or at the later time, the latest candle lighting time, something like that, within a half hour of Shkia before sunset, then we have a right to make a tnai and to make a condition and say, we don't want Shabbat to begin at that point. We don't have to say it, just have to think it, or even if you don't think it, Rabbi Yosef says that might even be sufficient if that's your normal practice, to not accept Shabbat at that time. Many ask the question that nowadays, clearly lighting the candles, whenever time you light it, if you're lighting it in your Shabbos candle holder, and we don't light candles generally, and so therefore it's always clear that it's being done for the purpose of Shabbat, whether it's a 5:30 or a 6:30, it's in fact a very good question, but nonetheless the halacha stands that this delaying the accepting of Shabbat is only possible when we light candles within a half hour of Shkia. But if you light candles earlier than that, more than 30 minutes before sunset, then this tanai does not work.